Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Texas Tech University Symphonic Wind Ensemble has a concert this evening in Hemley Recital Hall. This prestigious ensemble has a very exciting year ahead. To find out more, I visited with Dr. Sarah McCoyne, Texas Tech University Director of Bands. On today's edition of The Front Row, we have the pleasure of visiting with Dr. Sarah McCoyne, who is Director of Bands at the Texas Tech University School of Music. Dr. McCoyne, it's great to see you again. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about an overview of the year of the bands, what you have in mind for this coming academic year.
This coming academic year is actually exciting. The Wind Ensemble got accepted to play at CBDNA Regional, which is at the University of Houston. So we will be doing that in March.
That's College Band Directors
National Association. It's kind of a mouthful.
That's a great honor.
But it's a great honor. It's the largest region in the country. Our symphonic band went a few years ago, which was a huge honor for the band program to have the second group go. And so we're going, and we were selected the top group. And so we got our choice of when to play. And so as part of that, we are taking the Mirasol Quartet with us on tour and doing a piece by Michael Colgrass called Urban Requiem, which we'll tell you more about in March. Right. But that will be neat. And
Mirasol is a saxophone quartet, award-winning saxophone quartet.
Award-winning saxophone quartet that won the Fischhoff
right.
a couple years ago. And then we are doing a world premiere of a piece by composer Avner Dorman. So that will be exciting.
It's a big year for you.
It's a big year. But this concert is called Celebrations and Remembrances. And every composer on this concert has a specific anniversary or occasion that we want to celebrate.
Right. Now, this is the Symphonic Wind Ensemble, the top ensemble.
It is,
that
yes.
that you conduct.
It's true. So, Hemley Hall at 7:30 p.m.
Well, unpack the concert a little bit for us. Tell us about it.
Well, we're going to open with a piece by Shostakovich called October. It's fitting. It's October. And it is a transcription of Shostakovich's only tone poem by Preston Mitchell, who was a Tech alum. And that is a great, it sounds very much like Shostakovich. So there's themes from the 10th Symphony in it. The scherzo sounds like the 5th Symphony. So there's a lot of great music in that.
And a big finish. Great
with
finish.
With a
yeah.
big finish. Right. Every single Shostakovich piece. And then we're going to go to David Mislanka's Requiem. And he tragically passed away in August. And there are pieces of his being done all over the country this year. That's kind of a Mislanka year for many, many people in universities. So we are performing in his honor and memory, Requiem.
How appropriate. Yeah.
It's very appropriate. And he sees that piece as a not necessarily religious requiem, but just an overall spiritual remembrance. So we are doing that. And then we will do a harmony music, which is just a wind octet version of Rossini's Italian in Algiers. Wenzel Sedlak did a whole bunch of these opera transcriptions for wind octet back in the day. And so we're going to do Italian in Algiers.
Entertainment, backyard entertainment.
Very
before
much.
The kind of electronics that we have now.
Very much.
Yeah.
And it's a totally different sort of sound than we're accustomed to hearing in the orchestra piece. So that'll be kind of neat. And then my graduate student, Sky Brown, is going to be conducting a piece called Resonances, which is not aleatoric, but it's an atmospheric piece. It's very cool and creates a whole bunch of different textures and it's very meditative, I think, almost. Just very different. And she'll be doing that one. I think that's a neat piece and kind of a palate cleanser. And then we'll close with a salute to Leonard Bernstein and do the second movement of his Jeremiah Symphony, Profanation.
That's a standard literature wind ensemble piece. I mean, that's famous, right?
It's famous. Yeah. I mean, that also is a transcription, actually, as it happens to be, but it's become a staple part of the repertoire.
So I love it that you do a lot of traditional repertoire, but you also seek out new things, like with this world premiere. How do you find these premieres? How do you find this new music?
Well, I think that our profession is very, very interested in new music. And people know that leading programs, I think, can do this thing, and they put time and energy into those performances. We're doing a premiere on the next concert as well by Michael Shapiro called Bambula, which is related to the Mardi Gras parades and celebrations and the Indians that lead the parade, and has a bunch of different sounds. And that should be a lot of fun. I think all over the country people are interested. It's not just me. And we tend to do really respect and honor the composers that are writing today. And I think the word is out that the best composers in the world are writing for us, which is exciting. And it's creating a viable repertoire for our curriculum.
Sure. And their music will get played.
Yes.
So they're happy.
And they get paid to play.
Right. All of that.
It's all good.
That's wonderful. Well, congratulations on the springtime concert that's
yeah,
coming
thank
up.
You so much.
That's really great.
Yeah, it'll be a great time.
Yeah. Anybody can come, right?
Free and open to the public. There's a big reception afterwards. We're really trying to get the hall packed and get sort of our first concert off the
And everybody will love this concert, right?
This has something literally for everybody. I can't imagine somebody not liking it. It's very listenable. It's standard repertoire.
Exciting. Yeah,
it is exciting. Yeah. It is exciting.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. McCoyne, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you
and
so much.
Best of luck all year long.
Thank you very much for all you do.
More information on tonight's Texas Tech University Symphonic Wind Ensemble concert is at music.ttu.edu. This episode of our program will be on our website later today. You can also enjoy all our programming via the KTTZ-FM radio app. Thanks for listening to The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick.